Welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and I am thrilled to kick off a four-part series, possibly some bonus episodes in there, but at least a four-part series where I have lined up some amazing speakers to be on the show and talk to you about showing up as your best authentic self. That's our topic. But we're going to dive into how you show up with the words you speak, how you say them, what you say out loud, and that message that you create. We also have a guest coming on talking about branding and your image, your marketing image for your business. I have another guest that's going to be talking to us about our copy and the words that we write and what that says about us and our business and how to do it authentically. And we also have another guest speaker coming on that will be talking about our image and how we appear to others and how to, again, show up as our best self on camera and in person through our image. So I hope that you will be as excited about this series as I am. I've already recorded two of the sessions and I'm learning so much, and I can't wait for you to hear them all. So take lots of notes, reach out to the speakers, and make the most of this series. So today we're kicking it off with my friend Emanuela Hall, and she is a speaking coach and actress. And Emanuela is a multi-passionate entrepreneur, actress, mommy of two, and lover of stories. Her work is rooted in the beliefs that creativity matters, stories matter, and everyone has one to give the world. As a speaking coach, Emanuela helps people find their story, master their voice confidence, and captivate their audience. So stay tuned. You're going to love this great conversation I had with my new friend, Emanuela. Enjoy. Welcome to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. If you're ready to tap into your God-given strengths, discover simple success strategies, and set that dream that's buried in your soul free, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm your host, Sherry Miter. I went from building a chimney cleaning business with my husband to ranking in the top 1% as a leader in network marketing to my true calling as a visionary strategist and coach. I'm passionate about helping others navigate the sea of business and life. If you're ready to leave the daily grind behind and discover the joy of entrepreneurship, let's untie those dock lines and set sail. We are going into uncharted territory. Welcome back to the Uncharted Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Sherry Miter, and I am so excited to have my new virtual friend, Emanuela, on the show today. And she is part of a series we're doing on just showing up as your best self and showing up, whether it is in the written word, how we speak, what we say, how we look online, how we present ourselves all around, full circle. And I'm excited to have her on because she is a speaking coach and an actress. So I know she knows all about how to present yourself in the verbal communication. So welcome to the podcast, Emanuela.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm excited to have you, and I'd love to have you just share a little bit about yourself and how you got to this place of being a speaking coach and still an actress.
Okay, I would love to. So like every entrepreneurial journey, it is a long one with lots of twists and turns. So I'm a theater major by trade. I have been performing all my life, dancing and then acting and a little bit of singing on the side. And then after theater school, I was really interested in how I could use these skills to help people because, as I'm sure you're all aware, being an actor isn't the most stable profession, you know, so there was a lot of waiting tables and bartending, which, you know, I value now looking back. So I was doing little things on, you know, little shows here and there, and I got into really interested with drama therapy and music therapy. And I actually worked for 10 years as a creative coach with older adults. So a whole different life, really, but that all has come into play. So with the older adults I worked with in retirement and long-term care homes, we ran drama clubs and glee clubs, and we did chair dancing and creative writing. So it was really all about our creative expression and sharing their voices, which so many of them had such amazing stories, I'm sure you can imagine. So after, once I had my boys in 2015 and 2018, I started thinking this could be a business. So I actually started going to other homes. So I was contracted at one home for 10 years. And then I started going to other homes. I started working with staff as well and kind of teaching those techniques that I had learned in my, which I called the creative wellness method. And I also, after I had the boys, I wrote a play, and the play was called My Breast Self and all about breastfeeding. So that play kind of brought me back to the theater world and really what my original passion always was, is performance. But what writing the play, which I'd never done before, made me realize is, you know, the healing power of sharing your story, not just for yourself, but, you know, putting it out there for the world and who that can help. Because I had so many parents that came to see the play, you know, say, thank you for making me feel less alone. It's, I'm sure if you're a mother, you know, like that can be a really hard time for a lot of people. So I started to think maybe this is really something I can help other people do, share their stories. So really stories are at the heart of what I do as a speaking coach. And when the pandemic hit, obviously I was no longer going to retirement homes. And here in Ontario, we still cannot go in. And I had been thinking of transitioning my business online anyways. So it was kind of a good opportunity to test out some new ideas. And it's been about a year and I love it. I saw a need for all these entrepreneurs and coaches and leaders who suddenly had to show up on camera. You know, we know that Reels and TikTok and IGTV and YouTube, all of these things are really catalysts for people's business growth, but they're super scary if you're not, you know, you don't just have that performer gene in you. And I thought, well, maybe I can help those entrepreneurs to feel a little bit more comfortable by using my acting, voice, and speech training and that creative expression. I'm also a movement instructor, so I do a lot of that in my coaching practice. So long story short, that's how I got here. And I'm really loving it. I feel like, you know, in some ways, this whole pandemic has led me to my true purpose. I still want to act. I still want to do live workshops with people when that's an opportunity happens. But for now, this has really, really been super fun. And I've met so many amazing people on Facebook, and the World Wide Web has opened up, you know, a lot of opportunities, which I'm so grateful for.
Wow. I love all of that story. So many beautiful pieces in there and what you've done in your journey, and having just, you know, addressing the part of you going into the nursing homes, having, my father-in-law has dementia and he is in a nursing home. And one of his joys was always music, and he has a beautiful voice. And I could only imagine to have somebody like you go into a resident and work with them like that. Like, I know, I wish they had something. To my knowledge, there's nothing at where he is, but just be such a wonderful experience, because, I mean, they used to have performers come in, but they were just watching the show.
Yeah. So that's what I would say. I'm like, I'm somewhere between performers and therapists. Like, I'm not a therapist. I don't have, you know, specific goals and outcomes. It's really about the moment. But so my workshops, I would sing and play the piano, but I would also give them songbooks or give them instruments. And one of my greatest joys is seeing people who are late stage dementia, who their family members and the nursing staff would be like, I haven't seen Tom speak in, you know, a year. And he's singing along, shaking his shaker, knows all the words, tapping his toe. Like, it, music just has this powerful way of reaching people and connecting us all.
Yeah, absolutely. And the mind's such a complicated thing.
Yeah.
You know, which we won't go there. We could go that conversation. We're not going to take that tangent today as much as I would love to. The conversation. But I love too that you said about the pandemic causing you to kind of pivot and change. And I did a whole series on that because I have seen that for so, including myself, like that. I actually just got the thing from having to renew my domain. It's time. And I was like, okay, it's been a year, you know, go down. Wow. Telling me it's been a year since I launched Sherry Might Co. So yeah. I think so many of us did look at this as things that were already brewing, I feel like, in the back of our minds anyway. it just became that push that, okay, let's give this a try. Let's see what happens here.
Yeah. Yeah. And for us, like our government helped us. I was already a small business, so I got some money and I thought, well, I might as well invest that in my new business because I can't physically work in homes. You know, I did a couple of virtual things, but it's just, not the same.
Yeah. Brilliant. So let's get into talking about the speed. Mm-hmm. And before we do, because part of the whole series that I want to talk about is just really showing up as your authentic best self. And I know when we were chatting a little bit about that online, you kind of mentioned what's the difference. So I'd love to hear, what do you feel like when you hear that, your authenticity or your best self, what does that mean to you, for both of them or them together or separately? What's your thoughts on that?
I love this topic because authentic is probably like the word I see the most on Instagram and see so many coaches talking about it, because we do feel awkward when we show up on video if we're not used to it, right? It's uncomfortable. So we all want to be authentic and we don't want to feel awkward. We want to feel natural and genuine. And that's all super duper great. Of course, if we're life coaches, if we're people of service and leaders, we want to be able to connect. And so when we seem unnatural or awkward or just fake and phony, we know that's not going to connect. So of course there's value in that. But I believe when I think of authentic, right, like in the morning, if I get up and, you know, my child has an accident on the floor, let's say, that's going to put me in a certain frame of mind. And I might use different language and have a different personality. And then, you know, if I go to the bank and I get in an argument with someone there, that might be different, but that's authentic. I'm not, you know, and then how I talk to my husband is different. I remember when I was a kid, my mom is Italian and of course they have different dialects. And I could always tell who she was talking to on the phone based on not just her dialect, but even like I knew it was her sister. She didn't talk to her best friend the way she talked to her sister. You just know, right? So when we really listen to people's voice and the way they speak and their mannerisms, we're always a little bit different. We do wear different roles and different hats. And therefore our voice changes and our tone changes and the way we make people feel changes. It doesn't mean that it's not authentic. It's just a different piece of our personality. And that's a beautiful thing. We are multifaceted. And, you know, it's like, I don't want to wear the same clothes every day. So I'm not going to be 100% authentic all the time. So when I think of your best self, it's like the self you've really worked on and the self you want to put forward, because that's the self that's going to attract people to you. That's going to magnetize. That's going to help you serve. Your best self is always the self that's of service. And I'm not always of service. Sometimes if I'm sick and I'm laying in my bed, like that's not my best self, right? Or I've just had a shitty day. That's not my best self. So you can still be authentically your best self, but you've worked on certain practices, you know, especially when I talk about speaking, like we've learned how to use our voice, how to control our breath, how to take pauses. And if you're doing a TED talk, let's say, then you're going to bring those skills to the table. You're not changing yourself. You're just making yourself better for that situation, as opposed to just throwing on whatever. You know, we put so much thought into how we dress and, you know, is my lighting right? Is the background okay? Well, that's all important. But what about you, yourself, your mindset, the intentions that you have behind your words? Like, that is your best self, really being intentional about how you speak and how you present yourself to the world.
I love that. And you're so right. And, you know, going with the speaking, because sometimes if we're not, and I think we've all heard too, people that they have some great things to say, but you don't hear what they're saying because the way they present it is just not great. They haven't worked on that and they didn't see that a value to take the time to work on it, because I'm assuming that this is all skill-based, and anything skill-based, we can learn how to do. Now, for some, it does come more natural, but for all of us, we can learn something a little bit better. So where do you see, when it comes to public speaking. And like you already talked about earlier, we're all showing up virtually today. And that might mean that you just have to get on a Zoom and maybe you have to do a small little presentation or speak clearly in a Zoom meeting. Or maybe you are doing a video on Instagram or Facebook or trying the reels and TikTok, which side note on that, authentic. If it's not you, don't even try to.
Yeah.
Please, for heaven's sake, don't do it.
There's some awkward reels out there. I just saw one this morning and I was like, oh, I can't even watch this. Just don't do it. I know I'm not on TikTok. And I have people like, oh, with your niche, you should be on TikTok. I'm like, I just don't need it. It's not me. I don't feel called to do it.
Exactly.
I'm not
going to
do it.
I know for a hot second when Reels came out, I thought, oh, do I need to learn how to do that? And as quick as that idea came in, it's like, nope, totally not who I am. I am not going to learn it. And yeah. So anyway, do what feels great to you. Or podcasting. Like that's a hot thing now. Mm-hmm. Or eventually, hopefully doing like the TED Talks, the bigger speaking when you're out actually in public. So when you think about any of those forms of public speaking and being in front of people, what do you see as the biggest struggle for most people?
So there's two camps. And first we'll talk about just the confidence piece, right? And I think most people that come to me say they lack the confidence. So that is something that you can work on with a mindset coach, a confidence coach, and I can certainly touch on that. But first, you have to feel worthy even to be taking up space and be worthy to be there and to share what you have to share. So before you can even open your mouth, you need to decide, you know, is the risk of being uncomfortable worth it? And then the other half, and I'd say 20% are a lot of entrepreneurs who are like, no, I'm good. I'm confident. I'm showing up. I just want to make sure that I'm talking well. And they'll say things like, I say, all the time, right? So that's such a common one. Or I lose my spot, or I forget what I was going to say. I lose my points. So those are the most common things I hear. But, you know, it's funny, I'm sure as a coach too, people will come to you with a problem, but you see all the other problems. You're like, that's what you think is the problem, but I'm going to tell you what's really the problem. But so that is what I see a lot of people saying, you know, they're umming or they forget, or they just, when they watch themselves on video, they don't like what they hear or what they see.
This podcast is sponsored by nextdaypodcast.com. They provide podcasters like me with podcast editing services with 24-hour turnarounds. They'll look after your intros, outros, your trailers, and just take the whole headache out of the whole editing process. You simply send them your raw recordings and they do the rest. And if you're not podcasting at the moment, check out their amazing podcast launch packages. That's what I started with. James from Next Day was amazing to work with and truly made it seamless to launch my podcast. And if you use the promo code UNCHARTERED10OFF, that's UNCHARTERED 10 off, you'll receive 10% off any of their products and services. That's nextdaypodcast.com. And don't forget to use your promo code.
So that's a good point. If you feel that way, then be, you know, follow that. If you're watching yourself and you're cringing, then you can get help with that, right? You can have someone who has a trained eye and who can give you just a few pointers on how to manipulate your voice, or not even manipulate might not be the right word, but to really start to work with your voice in the right way that makes you like how you hear it.
Mm. So two things on there. One, just to say, do you find most people just don't like the sound of their own voice?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I go back to when I got my first cell phone and had to record my message, right? Because that was probably the first time you really heard yourself or like, you know, family videos that you took. And I'm like, that's what I sound like. It's still weird. Like you're never going to sound exactly how you sound in your head. Right. But, but I think the gap is a lot smaller now for me.
Right. Right. So you mentioned what you feel like, or that people feel like that's their problem. So as a speaking coach, what's the real problem for most people?
So for some people, it may be lack of energy. They're just not entertaining. And I mean that in a nice way, but I've seen what you were saying before about people have a lot of wisdom. I just did a summit back in March and amazing speakers, but there were some that drew everybody in and there were some that did not. And it was not because of the content. I put a post up in my group and said, how do you prepare for a talk? And everybody said, oh, I make an outline, I write notes, I make sure I know what I'm talking about. Great. You got to know your content. Step one, know what you're going to say. But nobody talked about preparing them. So I see a lack of energy. And then I see the opposite where there's too much going around, too much hands, too much looking around and moving, and they're not grounded. So I'll just give some tips.
That would be great.
So the first one, would be get grounded, right? Feel your feet. My feet are on the ground. Feel your tall spine. Like when you speak from a place that is grounded and tall spine, shoulders back, you're more inviting, right? That's just a better way to present yourself than if you're kind of hunched shoulders and slouching. But also your voice has more room to expand and to resonate because you can take bigger breaths, right? If your chest is closed off, you're breathing kind of shallow. If your chest is open, you can take big belly breaths, and then your voice will resonate more with the people who are listening. So get grounded, connect to your breath. And if you are someone who has more of a downward energy, or maybe you just don't feel that great, do something beforehand that's going to get you that energy up. Was it you that said you put on some music? Somebody wrote in the group, you know, I put on my favorite disco song or something. So
I don't know if I've said that, but I have done that. And it's funny because I go back to my selling days and I remember being trained by Mary Kay Ash and her saying, if you need to pump up your energy, go jump on your bed on the phone.
Take a walk around the block.
Or run around the coffee table, like do something that's just going to get that energy up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do some jumping jacks, shake your body. And if you can't physically, you know, even if you just shake your arms, shake your shoulders, like your body holds your voice. We see it as this separate thing. Like I'm here and I'm just going to say the words I'm supposed to say. And that's all that matters. But if you aren't connected to your body, your voice won't be connected, your breath won't be connected, and then it won't connect to the people who need to hear it. So connect to your body, move it, get that energy up, take those big breaths, get grounded, and then connect to your why. So business 101, but like, why are you opening your mouth today? Why should anybody listen to you? Just like any other form of content, marketing, sales, speak to one. So when you're looking down the little hole, have a clear picture of that person, that ideal customer, or that student. If you know, a lot of teachers are doing online learning, really imagine that one person and why you need them to know this or why you're sharing this information. Because it's going to give you more passion behind your words. It's going to give your words more purpose and more meaning. And that's what's going to inspire people, which I'm sure all of your listeners are people who want to be inspiring and interesting and captivating and all of that.
Absolutely. Yes. Whether they are, you know, entrepreneurs, wannabe entrepreneurs, leaders who lead their organizations or work in a business setting. I mean, we have a variety on here, but I think that's all good advice for everybody, is that why. And I know for me too, whenever I've done a speech, that I always try to find those one or two people, if it's live in the audience or on Zoom, who are also engaged. And look for that smiling face or something about that just gives you, don't focus on the one who's sitting there with the arms crossed and like.
Yeah, that's such a good point. And I've had a hard time with video myself too, because I'm usually a theater performer and I love the applause and the laughter and the, you know, you feed off of that audience. And we don't have that. If you're doing a Facebook Live, you're like waiting for some comments or you wait for the little eyeball to show up like, okay, somebody's here. I'm not. So it is awkward. And it's for people to think like, oh, I can't do it. Of course, nothing. All of this is new. Even if you've been doing it for 10 years, this is a new technology that we're dealing with, right? We didn't grow up having these phones in our hands. So it's natural for it to be uncomfortable. It's natural for you to feel awkward. But like anything in life, the more you do it, the more you practice, the more you're going to feel good. And yeah, for sure, having people, if you're in a Zoom room, that are going to give you that feedback, but sometimes you're not going to get it and you still have to bring that same energy, right? And we talk about that in acting all the time. Like, you might have a tough crowd, doesn't mean you don't keep performing, you don't keep delivering, because somebody might watch the replay, or maybe that's just the way they sit and they're actually super engaged with you, but they're just not expressing it on their face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what would be one or two, as we start to kind of wind things down here, mm-hmm. Manuela, what's one or two tips you could give to somebody that is newer to doing a Facebook Live? Because that's a big thing now, is showing up on the Facebook Live or doing a Zoom where there's not an audience. Like you said, there's not that facial engagement. What's some tips you could give?
Yeah. So all of the things I already said, like get grounded, breathe, connect to your body, but definitely have a plan. Right? And this goes back to our authentic self. You can have a plan and still be authentic. I'm not saying type out word for word a script and then memorize it and then have it. For Facebook Lives and Instagram Lives, we're not expecting perfection. We're not expecting a performance, right? That's different than if you're making a course or you're doing a YouTube where you really want it to be like good. If you're going on live, really your objective is just to show your face, show your personality. And as much as you say, okay, I don't feel like doing reels or videos aren't my thing, cool, that's fine. You don't have to do everything. But we know that we buy from people that we know, like, and trust. So will I know, like, and trust you from just a bunch of photos on your Instagram or, you know, some quote cards? Not as much as if you just show up and say some things. So just do it. I know that sounds easier said than done. I actually did a 14-day go live or go home challenge. And I didn't teach any tips on how to speak. It was simply text prompts to give you ideas on what to say. So like, you know, share a story about how you started doing this, or what's your favorite song? Like, you know, random things that don't even have to always do with your niche, but something you just are excited about, something you want to share with your audience, and just to get more comfortable. And then if you're doing like a training, an official a little bit, then I would say have an outline, just put 3 to 5 bullet points, tape them up. If you're doing it on your laptop, you can just tape it below the little circle. If you're doing it on your phone and your phone is on a stand, you can tape it to the stand, so that you have those points and you can still go off and ad lib, but you're sticking with the script. I do have lots of clients that are like, I just want to ad lib, but then they're off somewhere else and I don't know, or they've said the same thing a few times, right? So yeah, that's what I would say. Just do it and have a plan. And if you do need help with that, I do have an on-camera checklist PDF that I can send out. It just kind of walks you through all the things you should consider.
Okay, great. Yeah, we'll definitely include that in the show notes. And the last quick question, because I know this is definitely an issue I have, is any tips for working on the sews? Besides putting, sometimes I'll put a sticky note on that says sew with the X on it.
That sounds very stressful. Every time you say it, you're like, oh my God. So it's funny that you said sew, because my client, I had her record and I said, do not say and she replaced all the ums with sos. So there was, I think we counted like 10 sos in a 2-minute video. We were laughing about it. One of the things you can do is put a timer on or have someone help you with this. And every time you say, they have to, you know, right? It just helps you to become more aware. And then when you feel like saying, you can literally say pause instead. This is just an exercise. I'm not saying to do this live. So as an exercise, as practice, set a timer and then talk about, you know, tell a story to your friend, and that friend who's got the timer, every time they go, or you say, if you say pause, then you don't get the, and you get to keep going. So it's kind of like a little game, and it's just training our brain to notice where we say the, And I would say it's okay to pause. So once we take away the word pause or stop, we just fill that with breath. Sometimes the are going to come without even noticing, but the more we become aware and the more we practice these kind of little exercises on the side, I do believe that there'll be fewer and farther between. And then don't beat yourself up if you say because it's just your brain trying to think of what to say. We're human beings, right? We shouldn't feel like we have to come out and look polished all the time, because that's not authentic. However, again, if you want to do a TED Talk or you want to make some YouTube videos, you want to try to minimize the and the ahs, right, and the likes and the so's. Yeah.
Right.
Another word I'll add there, Sherry, just one, yeah, is just, which I've said a few times. See a lot of people coming on and going, I just want to pop on quick and just say a few things. You know, I just noticed we're justing ourselves. We're like, well, it's just not that important, right? When I hear just, it's like, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I'm just here really quickly. Nothing is just. Say everything with intention.
Yes, I remember you did a Facebook Live in your group about that. And it was so enlightening. It was like, oh my gosh, like I really never thought about that. But you're so right. When we say just, we just will not say what we're going to say because we just took the value away from it,
mm-hmm,
from ourselves or from them.
Yeah. Just a little thing.
Justed.
Just something I thought of. And I know women say this a lot more.
Yes.
Because it goes back to feeling like we have permission to take up space, to speak, to pause, mm-hmm, because we're taking up people's time.
Mm.
Right. But sometimes when I see people pausing, it actually makes me lean in more. Like, what are they going to say?
Right?
That intriguing pause. So don't be afraid that your pause is going to make people bored, or we don't need to be filling the space with empty words.
Mm. Right. Oh, so much great information today, Manuela, like great tips. And I know I took some notes. I learned some things.
Aw, thanks. I'm glad.
Especially the timer.
Yeah,
all my pictures. I think I need a shock collar.
Like the Family Feud. The X that comes up every time.
You don't even realize it. It wasn't until I started doing the transcriptions of my podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my gosh. I said so.
Yeah.
Times.
And I think it's hard when you're by yourself. Like in a conversation, it feels like it flows better. But mm-hmm, when you're by yourself, having a one-sided conversation.
Yes.
The so or the is kind of like the other person going like, so.
Right. You're right. I think that is probably why we tend to say that more when we're doing the videos or the podcast, because there's nobody else coming
out. Yeah. Yeah. So, and go easy on yourself, have grace, because this is not easy stuff. And we are suddenly expected to be able to do it seamlessly. So.
Right. Right. But like you already alluded to, it goes back to just showing up.
Yep.
Authentic. None of us are perfect.
Yeah.
We all have fillers. We all have bloopers. We're all going to, well, I shouldn't say all. I know a lot of times I mispronounce words and I've just embraced that. I have leaned that, like, I'm over trying to be perfect. That's just who I am. I mispronounce words. And,
I see my problem is more with copy. Like I send out emails and every week I'm like, there's another error. Spelling mistake or a comma where it should have been a comma or just the wrong word or I left out the word. For me, like that is my imperfection. Not that I'm a perfect speaker by any means, but I've let that go too. Cause it's like, I think in today's world, we all just want to be connecting with one another. And what you see as your quote unquote flaw is probably the thing that's going to bring your people to you, because they're going to be like, I do that too. Or I think that way. I thought I was the only weirdo. So we don't need to appeal to everybody, as we know. No. We just need to appeal to the people that are meant to come to us.
Right. And we don't want a bunch of perfect people walking the earth. They don't.
Yes. So. Yes.
So I know you have something exciting coming up. So do you want to share what you have coming up, if anybody's interested, and also how they can connect with you, and if they are interested to, which I highly recommend, get in Emanuela's Facebook community, because she does share some great tips on speaking and just thinking about how you approach speaking. So definitely at least follow her on Facebook. But how else can they connect with you and, again, share about your what you have coming up?
Thank you. Yes, my Facebook group is called Captivate. And Instagram, I am at Emanuela_speaks. I have the Captivating Speakers Academy doors are open right now, and we are starting on Monday, May 17th. It's a 7-week group coaching program. So there's 6 weeks of training, group coaching, and of course, a little performance presentation at the end from all the skills you will learn. So this is for entrepreneurs, coaches, leaders who want to make an impact with their voice and really want to master the skill of speaking so that they can be more effective communicators, more excited and confident behind the camera, and also more of themselves, and really just start to have fun with speaking. That is all going down May 17th. So there are still a couple spots available. If you want to get in touch with me, we can jump on a call and see if it's good for you.
That sounds great. And I will have all of that in the show notes. So if anybody's interested, you can find Emanuela, check out the program, and let's get out there and start sharing what we're all about.
Yes. Speak with your authentic best self.
Yes. Yes. So
thank you
so much for taking the time. I know your life is crazy. Emanuela is up in Canada, everywhere, but they've got a lot of stuff going on up there, or not a lot of stuff going on up there. You look at it.
Yeah. The problem is the opposite. Yeah. So that's why I was so happy to do this. I'm like, oh, of course, I can speak to a human.
Right, I know.
Outside of my household.
Yeah, so thank you so much for taking the time today. I do appreciate it.
My pleasure, my pleasure.
Hey friends, real quick before you go, if you found value in today's episode, can you do me a huge favor? Hit the subscribe button and leave a review. And then let's connect on Instagram. Just look for Sherry Miter. Feel free to DM me and let me know what you enjoyed most about today's show. And last, but probably the most important, head over to my website at unchartedentrepreneurs.com to schedule your free discovery call. Or if you know you need a business coach to help you work on some new strategies to scale your business, then I'd invite you to grab a vision strategy session. In 90 minutes, you'll have a clearer vision and action steps to get you headed in the right direction. Mention this podcast to receive a discount on your first session.